In the 14th century, Castellor was enjoying a period of splendour as the capital of the county of Empúries. The arrival in 1325 of the new count, Pere I, from the county house of Barcelona had marked a turning point. It ushered in a time of major growth that translated into major urban developments. In 1336, the count decided to knock down the former castle on the Mercadal Hill to re-urbanize the town's center and create the Plaza del Grano, known as the Platea Bladi. Built using the remains of the castle, the Curia and Prazon dominated the square. The word Curia comes from the classical period and refers to the court or place where the organ of government met. It functioned as a form of public notary and was also used as the county archive, amassing a collection of more than 10,000 documents. In modern times, the general county court of Empúries transferred to the Plaza del Zomes, and the Curia remained as the town's ordinary court. With the municipal administrative reform of King Ferdinand VII in the 19th century, the old county authorities and courts of justice disappeared, and the Curia finally lost its function as a place where justice was administered. In 1859, the town hall bought the prison from the counts of Empúries, the dukes of Medinaceli, for the amount of 3,667 reales. The prison remained in operation as a public jail until the 19th century. The cabinet shows two pine wood corbels from the 14th century with the images of the counts of Empúries, Pere I and Joana de Foix on the left, and the judge as authority of the Curia on the right, with the scribe and notary next to him. They were originally attached to the underside of the wooden beam that is still in place.